sit and watch as tears go by. My riches can buy everything.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. Today we are talking about hurt feelings. And this subject may not totally jive with my next guest, who is Jim Scheinberg, and the segment Family Financial Matters. But Jim always has a unique way of bringing in the topic to the financial arena. Jim Scheinberg is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long. So I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Feelings, nothing more than feelings. I'm sure you played that at some point in time today, right, Bruce?
You are correct. My
I'm sorry I missed it.
No, but I think we could just do the whole segment with you singing a cappella.
We could. If I had not figured out a way to translate your column or the theme into something that was related to the financial industry.
Well,
families need to be looking at.
I am curious. Now, what most listeners don't realize is much of our segments, and many of the segments on this show, are unrehearsed and unplanned. We air live originally, and then it's replayed in many places. And I actually have no idea what Jim is going to say. And if I had known he was going to sing, I would have certainly found something to cover that up. But consequently, I'm curious how you are going to relate this, because I thought you might not have an immediate way. Go for it.
Well, you know, what I got out of it and what it sparked, and, you know, I always read your column twice. I read it because I want to read it for the content and the context in which you put it together, because it's always great advice.
Well, you read it twice as much as my wife does.
But the second time that I read it, I try and...
You hurt my feelings.
Right, exactly. I try and relate it to the topic of the show. And the first thing that popped into my mind, and it came very quickly, is how hurt feelings can get people in trouble in their relationships, and in the case that you went through, you know, this wasn't even a full relationship. This is an online acquaintance or associate. But the reality is that feelings can hurt people, not just hurt feelings, but feelings hurt when it comes to financials and the markets and investments and plans. And so that was the parallel that I got. It was a little bit of a reach this week, but that's what spoke to me. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Okay. Well, one of the things that you and I have actually talked about in this regard a lot, feelings may be the wrong exact word, but emotions governing how you financially plan and act are often destructive. And that's not a whole lot different from feelings.
I've heard people actually describe, and I'm not so sure that emotions and feelings are all that different in this space, because essentially what they are is non-logical thought. They're coming from a different place. And I have had many a client over the year say things along the lines of, I feel like the market's too high, or I feel like things are getting bad, or I feel like I should take some money off the table, or I feel, and those words come up time and time and time again. And when I've probed for the actual context, you know, the fact base behind those feelings, because those are the words they use, you know, frequently it is nothing more than a feeling. It's nothing more than something that there's a fear, there's an anxiety, there's something that's coming up that has nothing to do with what's really fundamentally going on in the marketplace, but kind of situationally overlaid on it. The market could be down a little bit this month. Perfect example is a lot of people really felt like we were in a really, really bad market over the last couple of months up until the last week. And
we weren't?
No, we weren't. The market was only down from the absolute high of this rally. It was only down 7%. And if you go back throughout history, the market gyrates 7% probably two or three times in a typical year. And that's in a normal good year. 10% corrections are normal. We don't really start talking about markets being in trouble until they get well beyond 10%. And as a matter of fact, the last big decline we had was 13%. And people felt this time around like it was that bad. But again, those are feelings and those aren't facts. It's not reality and it's not analysis and there's no actual fact checking or common sense that's going in over it. But a lot of people make investment decisions based on those feelings. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people's advisory relationships, because there's brokers and then there's registered investment advisors and there's, you know, there's other types of organizations that help people with their investments. A lot of those organizations are there to say yes to their clients. So if their client calls up and says, "I feel like I should pull some out of the market," well, they say, "Okay, well, what should we pull out, or what would you, you know, how, what would make you feel better?" People talk about sleeping well at night. That's a feeling. And so if you're driving your investments based on how you're going to sleep at night, well, that may help you sleep at night, but that may not help you retire when you want to retire. So planning and feelings frequently conflict. They frequently will grind on each other, and a lot of people will get pulled off their path when these feelings pop up.
I think this is a familiar topic for you and me, and a familiar issue. And I think it applies even more to the standard broker relationship, where they make money every time they act on your feelings. If they make money on every transaction, it's very easy just to act on a client's feelings.
It's true, but even today, where the world has become much more fee-for-service, even at the big brokerage houses, there's still very few organizations out there that are truly going to say, "No, stop, think," instead of saying, "Yeah, I can do that." And that's why people get in trouble, like in 1999, buying too many dot-com stocks. It's why they get in trouble selling all their stocks in the bottom of the market in 08 and 09 and buying all these bonds. Now you could be in a lot of trouble because your feeling made you buy bonds, and interest rates start to tick up, and all of a sudden your bonds are losing money. And so these feelings to get greedy in 1999 or to get safe in 2008 can be very, very dangerous to long-term investors. And most advisors, it's not just some, but most advisors have a certain sense of the, you know, customer is always right. It's not the place for it. You need to be talking sage, calm, specific advice.
You need to have some courage in your job, it sounds like. I mean, you have
there's
to be really, you have to be willing to alienate a client or lose a client when you give them the best advice.
I lost two clients in 1999 because we would not sell their value money managers and move the money into their growth money managers.
Dot-com sort of stuff.
Well, no, but it was just, I mean, tech and telecom in general extraordinarily well that year. And we all know, well, it just to refresh everybody's memory, in 2000, the roles reversed. Dot-coms and technology collapsed. Telecoms collapsed. They were down 20 plus 30%. And at the same time, these value-oriented companies actually were up that year. But we lost two clients because we did not let their feelings of greed, or not just greed, sometimes feelings are keeping up with the Joneses too. It's, you know, you're in the locker room at the gym and somebody next to you says, "Hey, I blah 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 made all this money on blah blah blah,"
and they made blah 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 be lying.
They could be, or that's the only thing they're talking about, or people don't brag about how much money they lost.
Right, exactly.
So you're only going to hear the good stuff, but that's going to make you feel like you're not making enough when you might be perfectly positioned for your particular needs. And so feelings can get people in trouble, and it's important to understand the difference between plans and feelings. And so everybody should take a quick gut check on themselves to see where their stuff's coming from.
Well, I feel like we are almost out of time. Per my engineer, and I also feel like it would be valuable, and I'm serious now, of course, for listeners to get your newsletter, so please tell them how and where they can get it.
Well, let's beat it up one more time. If you feel like contacting us, you can reach out to us at info@npier.com. That's info@npier.com. Or you can find us on Bruce's website. We're on the radio page.
And it will feel very good.
It will feel good.
Thank you, Jim. It is time for another break. This is the Bruce Salen Show, Dad's Point of View. We'll be right back with some closing remarks. and stay tuned. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.